following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hurry into Lowe's to find the perfect gift for everyone on your holiday shopping list, like a Cobalt Hypercoil Work Light, now only $24.98, a savings of $15. Or pick up a few Lowe's gift cards. With no fees or expiration dates, they make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get into Lowe's for holiday savings on tools and other last-minute gift ideas. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid December 18th, 2013 through January 2nd, 2014. While supplies last, some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Golic, we have Protection One at our house.
And they protect our home, too.
Best feature for me, mobile control. I use my phone, see what the kids are doing, turn on or off the lights, or just arm and disarm the system anywhere I am.
Best feature for me, Protection One customer service. They have live operators, an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and offer same-day service.
Plus, with a national footprint, they protect nearly 2 million homes and businesses today.
Oh, no, we actually agree. Protection One is the best defensive player pick.
Get a Protection One home security system starting at just $99. Go to ProtectionOne.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzareska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Merry Christmas, buddy.
You too, bud.
A lot of people out there traveling today.
There's people driving.
Kearney's hopping.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, there's ice all over the side streets, you know, so you might want to drive a little slow when you go up to the stop sign. Give yourself a little time. Maybe a red light. If there's a car in front of you at a red light, you might not want to drive like you just normally would. Just kind of maybe start slowing down maybe like a half a block earlier, especially if I'm that like that car in front of you.
Yeah, and don't run a red light. That's very important. Something I learned this weekend. You shouldn't run a red light.
You learned not to do that.
Well, I always knew that. Some other people didn't know that.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, well, definitely. Will that be on the air or off?
No, it will be. It will not be on the air.
Okay.
See, that's preferred member type stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Whatever that is.
If somebody wants to come to the studio and listen to it, they can walk on in, but yeah.
No, not even that. No.
Okay, good idea then.
Folks, we know you're out and about. School's out. folks are continuing to work, whatever your schedule is. Some of you probably had your Christmas this weekend or one of them, and there's more coming up this week. So we're glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan, here's kind of the rest of the year, just like everybody else that's on the national network or doing local shows. We're going to do a show today, and we're going to be kind of talking about what happened over the weekend, talk a little bit about the bowls. We want you to get it signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. We'll talk about what's coming up Thursday. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're going to do some best of shows. We're going to hear some of the interviews that we thought were pretty neat throughout the year. We'll pick a few of those and put them on. There was so much going on from the NFL to the U.S. Senior Open to state championship coaches from around the area to, of course, the Huskers and Lopers and Broncos. And so that's going to be coming up. We are going to do Troutman's Trivia today to give you an extra chance to get into maybe Troutman's, get a gift card with your $25 gift card, or you just pass it on to somebody, whatever you want to do. Maybe you pick up a little gift. Which reminds us, thanks for the holiday gifts there, Jimmy, on Friday. Jeff, have you ate your Troutman's beans yet, or are you saving those for a special occasion?
They're still in the company fridge because I was in such a hurry to get out of here on Friday that I forgot them.
Hey, well, you're lucky. They definitely were cold.
My wife thanks you because if had I eaten the beans, it would have been a rough night.
Okay, good.
That will still happen.
Yeah.
That will still happen. That you're going to eat the
yes.
beans. And you should not have left them in the company fridge. I'm surprised they're still there.
I am too, to be honest with you.
If I'd have known they were still there, they wouldn't still be there.
Right.
Up for grabs.
And then, Doug, you got 12, was it eggs? Did I give you a dozen eggs?
They were 12 of the nicest silver ornaments I have ever seen, and I just want to thank you for that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out the perfect gift for you because I thought, well, it's not fun to get something work-related. I could get you referee. I could get you a whistle.
Right.
I could get you a whistle, but, you know, you're probably particular about that. I could get you, a gas card to drive. What fun is that? That's no fun. I thought about two or three other things, but they just don't say Jimmy Langan.
I'll tell you what you could get. Chad Beasley and Tim O'Day and myself were at the Pleasanton game. If you want to send...
So like, was I.
Yeah, you were there. Well, if you want to get a bouncer and just send him into the crowd, he could sit next to one guy. You know, he could just sit next to him. And, you know, we could use that for like a half a Christmas present.
Well, here's the deal. And the game was at Wilcox, Pleasanton, yeah. Wilcox, Hildreth, and we're out doing or watching games sure. all the time. You missed Friday night. I have been doing... And I, since you brought it up, I have been doing, and this wasn't planned, by the way, Jimmy, you just brought this up, but now it already kindles my non-Christmas spirit. There's no doubt that over the years, I have done more of the C and D type of sporting events than I have of the A and the B. And there's people always ask things about that. Well, there's hardly any Class B schools around here. And there are plenty of media outlets to cover their individual schools. We got Kearney and Kearney Catholic A and C1, and then the great surrounding schools around. But usually, some of the other employees, Randy Bushcutter being one of them, covers a lot of like Kearney High basketball. But on Friday, I had Kearney High basketball against Lincoln Northeast, and congratulations to the girls. Big win. Upset the fifth-ranked team in the state. We had a lot of fouls called in that basketball game. I know that Lincoln Northeast isn't happy about it. I know that they're probably sitting in Lincoln thinking they got homered. But still, you got to get well, they didn't because the officials were from Lincoln, which was weird. But Kearney played well. The boys played well. But Northeast made a little run and beat them in that. But that's not my point. Maybe it's my older age. Maybe I'm just more irritable than I used to be. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think... At any sporting event in my life, which covering on the radio is now close to 20, 25 years, that I wanted to get up and just pound the crap out of a fan as much as I did on Friday night from Lincoln Northeast. I mean, the guy just wouldn't shut up. It wouldn't matter. So what my point is, don't be that fan. And I'll guarantee you, Jimmy, if you were at the game, if you were at the game on Friday night, everybody knows who this person was. I have no idea who he is. I know he's from Lincoln Northeast. I felt sorry for his wife, who kept sitting there patting him on the leg, saying, you know, calm down, calm down, calm down. I mean, serious. If that's what your life revolves around, you got a problem. And this guy had a problem. And so I know and we've come across this before. And I'm not just talking. There's people that yell at the refs. Okay, there's people that get excited. We've all been there. There's people that once a year might go off their rocker. There's constant fan that makes a lot of noise. But our Christmas gift is back it up, because you're not. It's not that you're irritating, because that doesn't even matter. That you're irritating me, or that you're irritating and disrespecting the referees. You're embarrassing your school, your kid, your coaching staff, and in some cases, if you're, I mean, this is Lincoln Northeast, but in some cases, your community. This is your school. You're representing your school, and you're a total jackass at the ball game on Friday. The guy should have been thrown out. And I know that there was some, I don't know if it was the Lincoln Northeast guy in charge, but I know that he had been talked to. I guess my point, Jimmy, is, and I know that you've run across this, don't be that fan. Don't be that fan.
You know, the problem is, Doug, a lot of times it's a parent, and they definitely have a vested interest in the game. And it's really hard. It is really hard when your child is the quarterback, if your child's the pitcher in baseball, if he's batting at that moment. You know what I mean? When they're up there at bat. I mean, and when they come up, I mean, let's say, for instance, they come up to bat, and the first pitch is close. You're going, I hope that's a ball. And it's your kid, and it's a strike. Going, ah, dang. And then, you know, and then they foul one off, and they're down 0-2, and you're going, oh, you know. But we all feel the same way. There's just a way to act. You got to kind of want to think about, hey, what am I going to do when I go to the arena? How am I going to act? Because everybody wants their child to have some success, and it's nice if the team wins. Yeah. You know, we know, you know, after a while you start, you get close relationships with other players on your team. You have a vested interest. You like your team. You want your team to have success. Everybody wants that. But so does the other side. You know, the other people, if they're quiet, they still have the same vested interest. They want their child to have success. But yeah, but you're right, Doug. I mean, there's a and it's fine. There are times that you need to say something. If the referee does miss a call, there's times where it doesn't mind to get vulgar. Hey, come on now. Hey, there's two sides out there. I mean, you know, they feel like they're.
I've done that.
Get me wrong. But if you're doing that every single down the floor, and every single time you're trying to make a mockery of this game, and unbelievable, can you believe that? No wonder the score, we're down 54-14. It's got to be someone else that they're not. Then you're not in facing reality. Great point, Doug. I'm glad you brought that up. Or maybe I did, but I didn't even want to bring it up. I just, you kind of said, what do you want for Christmas?
Both ways!
Yeah, exactly.
Two fouls apiece. But okay.
But you're right about people that yell that. And, you know, I mean, and 3 seconds! Oh, okay, like, gee, thanks for letting us know that.
You know, and I'm just, if you think you're at whatever level, if your team or individuals, if you think they're going undefeated, the odds of that are minute. I mean, even teams that do go undefeated don't expect to. So, anyway.
Yeah, good point. Yeah,
you got me on a rant.
Well, 23rd of December, you know, I guess we're...
That's probably the final one of the year.
Yeah,
because next week we're going to be doing some basketball. We will still have the show next Monday and Tuesday, but we've got some holiday basketball tournaments going on, because we'll also be getting close to the Gator Bowl and talking more next Monday and Tuesday about Nebraska taking on Georgia. The football team wrapped up their work on Saturday in Lincoln. They're getting their holiday in now. Coach Pelini getting ready for his Christmas with the Pelini family. So, what do you think Coach Pelini needs for Christmas?
Well, I think he's probably got enough hooded sweatshirts, you know, that he'll probably be all right without one more of those. But you know, it would be nice if, you know, it'd be nice if he could get a team that was healthy. You know, the last couple of years he's had some really kind of some bad luck with the health of the team. You know, he did catch a couple of breaks. You know, earlier in his career he coached some games where the other team had some injuries. You remember when Ohio State had us down like 28-6, you know, or something like that, and all of a sudden their quarterback gets hurt, and we come back and win, and we act like it was a miracle comeback. Well, that, and when their quarterback got hurt, you know, that would be nice if you could have a healthy football team. I'm sure that's what he'd like to have for Christmas.
Well, coming up, years ago when we started this show, some people love to hear it every year. Some people have no idea what it is. But Matt Schick, who worked at NTV, went on to Omaha and now has a successful gig at ESPNU. In fact, he was working last night with some of the basketball. It was back in the Bill Callahan days when Nebraska kind of had a rough season. And we put together a 12 Days of Christmas I mean, it involves Joe Daly. It involves the 70-10 loss to Texas Tech. And we'll play that a little bit later on in the show. We'll have Troutman's Trivia a little bit later on in the show. And we'll talk about what's going on, what happened in the year 2013. And don't forget, when we talk Husker football, it's brought to you by TNL Irrigation, a great supporter of our show and a great supporter of the area athletes and Husker football. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system to assure many more years of reliable irrigation. Schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent TNL dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL irrigation systems are easier on you for a lifetime. However they got it done, the Huskers, the Lopers, the Broncos all go into Christmas, Jimmy, winning basketball games. And congratulations to the Lopers, Connor Baronic. I mean, Cammy Bruckman over at Hastings College for the women. There have been some really unbelievable individual performances from our collegiate athletes, not only from the fall, but already here in the winter. I mean, yes, there's balanced attacks, but Connor Baronic has scored 78 points in his last two games, 38 and 40, and they needed them all, 98-96 on Friday night.
Yeah, I saw Tom Kropp about a week ago, right after, in between games, and I saw him, and Tom Kropp looks at me, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "Hey, thank God we got Baronic." That's amazing in itself. Yeah, the way he's playing.
Did Tom say he still needs to learn how to play defense?
No, I did think. Yeah, Tom mentioned that, and then we talked a little bit about some other things. But the first thing out of his mouth, he looked at me, and I almost knew it was coming. Yeah,
oh, it's just. Love the coach. Love the coach. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be on the program today, we'd love to hear from you. You'll also need that for Troutman's Trivia. You can always contact us on the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Twitter address, at ESPN 1460 1550. Those are the numbers. At ESPN 1460 1550. And Facebook is ESPN Superstation. And again, congratulations. The women are having some players step up as well for UNK. We've talked about a couple of these gals. One of them is Laramie Lewis from just down the road. She had 19 points, her best performance as a Loper. The Lopers don't play again until January the 4th. Hastings College will play before the new year. The women, without their leading scorer, Jamie Van Kirk, still won 93-77, and Cammy Bruckman with 29 points. They will host ninth-ranked Southwestern of Kansas 1 week from tonight, Monday, at 6 o'clock. The men, 78-61, and it wasn't that close. They were up 49-26 at the half. Brady Lallman with 28 points, and the sixth-ranked Broncos, they've got a tough gig. How did Gavers work this one out? How'd Coach Gavers work this one out?
What's going on? Who are they playing?
He's 13 games into his collegiate career, and they're going to Florida. How'd that happen?
That's a good move.
That's genius.
That's really good. I mean, how did they know the weather was going to be cold in Nebraska in December? How did they know that?
They better take Creature with them, because you know he had something to do with this. You know, we had Lance on Friday. They need to take him as a special student manager or something. You know, he had to have a hand in this, right? So they're going to go see some good teams, and Mike Will's getting to go with them. He's going to be calling the games on 1230 KHAS, so Mike will be working on his Florida tan instead of his West Coast tan. So Mike and the gang, you can hear Saturday night, or Friday night, what is that? Saturday night at 6 and Sunday at 2.
Who do they play, you know?
The first team is 19th-ranked St. Thomas. And I had the second one, but it's not right here in front of me.
Right, St. Thomas.
So there you go. And Nebraska men and women, they went in different fashion on Saturday.
Florida Memorial University.
Okay.
Is that who it is?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Boy, there's a lot of colleges in Florida, isn't there, you guys? I didn't even know
there's a lot of people in Florida, Jimmy.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But they had trouble counting the votes there that one year. Remember that? They couldn't get the votes right.
That's why there's a lot of people.
A lot of people there. They're standing in line trying to get votes, and no wonder.
We're going to take a break here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We'll come back with our Midtown Mark Cooler question, and we're going to talk college and NFL. We've got Ohio and East Carolina coming up at 1 o'clock, pregame at 12:30 here on ESPN Radio. Tonight, the Falcons take on the 49ers. And when we come back, why wait? The 12 Days of Christmas, Doug and Matt style on ESPN Radio.
The spirit of the season brings renewed appreciation of old friends and the value of new associates. Wishing you joyous holidays from the Dent, Popper, and Armor Lining, Kearney,
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our White Elephant gift exchange. But keep it under $5, yo.
In honor of the important things you do over the holidays, Sprint brings last-minute shoppers this great deal. Right now, switch your number to Sprint and save up to $100 on any phone. That makes the new LG G2 free. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 12/25/13. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, port-in, activation, and early termination. Excludes taxes. No cash back. Restrictions apply.
May a star lead you, the wind be at your back, the road rise to meet you, and may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. Happy holidays from the Classic Car Collection. We put the car in Kearney.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
The Beef O'Brady St. Petersburg Bowl, East Carolina, Ohio. The 9-3 East Carolina Pirates are led by Conference USA MVP Shane Carton, who's thrown for over 3,800 yards and 32 TDs. The Mid-American Conference Ohio Bobcats are led by fifth-year senior QB Tyler Tattleton and are headed to their fifth straight bowl game, the Beef O'Brady St. Petersburg Bowl.
Frank Solich's Ohio Bobcats against East Carolina, Monday at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a slight chance for a few light flurries early today. Otherwise, it's expect sunshine to develop with highs near 16 degrees, and we'll have increasing clouds tonight with a low near 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 9 above.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This comes from Mike and Gibbon about our my rant at the beginning. Being the PA guy, I always recite a sportsmanship announcement, and it always seems to fall on deaf ears. They do it at Kearney High, too, and yes, it does. I know they're doing it, but it's just like the national anthem. You know you're going to hear it every time now. I don't know how you spice it up. It's cool when the kids do it. I will say that. Jimmy, that Mike brings up a good point, but certain schools... And I think they had a young lady, she gave the lineups and I think read the sportsmanship code at Wilcox Hildreth on Saturday night. School suggestions, you know, if you've got a great student or you student athlete, whoever it is, Minden does a great job. They give a T-shirt, I think, for sportsmanship after each game. And you don't have to do that, but the more you actually get the kids involved, the better the message is going to be taken. I mean, imagine if you're the one out there, you know, reciting, and it's your parent. I mean, that you would think that would click in your noggin. So, anyway, thanks, folks, for that. You can email us to the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox. We had one there. Well, did you print me out that one? Did I miss one? I thought we had an email that said I'm going to be
just some junk.
Yeah, I'm going to be whining. I'm going to go on another rant after the Cowboys lose. Yeah, yeah. John's always on his game. Raider fan. Raider fan. Here's the deal, folks. I'm kind of numb to it now. So you can poke fun at the Cowboys, and that's fine. I take it in good faith on the show. When 25 people, when I'm watching the game, want to jump up and down on you just because, you know, it's Dallas. You know, I love the people that don't have a team but then belittle you because you do root for somebody. Point being, after watching the Eagles last night, we all know what Dallas is in for on Sunday. If they happen to win, great. great. Then they're going to get into the playoffs, be on the road, and be an underdog yet again. Or there's a chance they could be. Heck, if they get the if they win their division, they get a chance to be the home team in the three game, I guess. But we'll see how it all plays out. Dallas took everything they had in bad conditions that both teams are playing on. But anytime you win on the road in the National Football League, especially in bad weather, that's a good win. So Dallas wins, and Philadelphia goes out and just destroys the Chicago Bears. That's the kind of game, Jimmy, that will just destroy your morale. It rips your heart out. It makes it hard to come back this week.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, that all three won. You know, the Bears won, the Packers won, and the Detroit lost. So they came into the scenario, and Detroit had a 20-13 lead and threw a pick six with 5 minutes to go. You know, kind of blew.
That was great.
Yeah, but I mean, talk about, you know, what a huge disappointment for Detroit, because Detroit had everything fall into place and could not even finish it out.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. We talk about the strengths of some divisions. Jimmy, look at that division, how bad that was. Minnesota, destroyed by Cincinnati. Chicago, destroyed by the Eagles. Detroit, at home, against a horrible New York Giant football team, loses with their season on the line. And then you can give Green Bay a little credit. Pittsburgh is sitting their stride. In fact, I mean, we talked on this show a couple of weeks ago about the Cardinals, how it would be nice to have a ticket on the Cardinals.
Yes.
If you want that long shot, if you want the Mike Perenio, you know, steal, and you're going to Vegas for Christmas or Nevada for Christmas, I'd invest in a Pittsburgh Steeler ticket. The shots of them even getting in the playoffs are remote, minute, because
about,
they need
about 16-1.
Yeah,
right?
They need three teams to lose,
and they need to win.
And they need to win.
Yeah.
But they get in as that sixth seed. They're playing as good as anybody in the National Football League right now.
Yeah, and you know, the other team we talked about too, I think, and I might be wrong, but you can help me out in there. I think you're right about Pittsburgh. I think San Diego Chargers are too.
Yeah, San Diego's in. Baltimore's still in. Still has a chance.
But what I'm saying is, Baltimore scored, I think, you know, like one touchdown in the last two games. But San Diego has gone into Kansas City and Denver and won, you know, as well as looking. And just like you say about Pittsburgh, they're beating some good people. And they're not, you know, not just, hey, lucked out. Like the Giants, I think the Giants got drilled by Seattle. And then they didn't even have a first down in the second half against Detroit until 3 minutes to go in the game, after and they'd scored 7 points. But, you know, I can't let this go. I cannot believe that Washington State had the 15-point lead they had and lost the game. What is it? Something's going on right now?
Yeah, we just got an email. I did want to mention before we moved to the college.
Oh, we got an email? We did.
Arizona is playing, the Cardinals are playing so well. And still, if the season ends today, they're not in.
Yeah, they're not
in. I can't
in.
Believe that. They could
something.
Go 11-5 and not get in the playoffs. This comes from Brent. He goes, the last 4 minutes of the Colorado State-Washington State game was totally crazy. What a way to start the bowl season. Merry Christmas, you too. And we were transitioning. I was listening on the way down to Wilcox Hildreth for my Saturday game. And when they tied it up for the two-point conversion, I couldn't believe when I got in, had the computer on, and then it said that Colorado State not only won the game, they won it in regulation after Washington State fumbled. But
you know, we were on the show last week, and I said the Chicago Bears were ahead 7 points and scored a touchdown to go up 14. The only way they can lose is if they score. The only ways they can lose the game, because they take two knees, the game's over. But they score a touchdown. Guy runs in and celebrates, spikes it.
Just like Pittsburgh yesterday.
You got it. And the only way they can lose is if they score, because then Cleveland goes down and scores. Now they get a chance at an onside kick. You can't do anything when they get into that little knee. But Washington State has the game won. The other team's out of timeouts. And Mike Leach, you know, he won't snap the ball like everybody else does and wait 34 seconds and take a knee. He's got to snap it right away. By God, they're going to win by 22 points. That's not enough. Colorado State needs to suffer. We're up 15. We got to beat them by 22. They got to know within their place. We are in the Pac-10. We've got to win by 22. And that's his personality. Beat Nebraska one time 70-10. It wasn't enough to beat Nebraska 56-10. Let's beat them 70-10. You know, and he's done that time and time and time again. And he's gone for it on fourth down and 10. That's his personality. He doesn't care. He's got his own rule book. Well, I got news for you. If I'm playing for him or I'm an assistant coach, I'm really disappointed that our head coach, when we have the game won, there is a certain time to do the right thing and make sure we win that game. That bowl game, we spent all this time in the weight room not to win by 22, to make sure we win the game. And he is the head coach. He needed to make sure he took the knee and used all the time he could on the clock. There's a time in the game when you need to do that. And if you don't know that, then hire somebody that does. And he's in charge of clock management. Horrible job of clock management. Mike Leach, he messed up.
But it made you a winner.
Yeah, I know. Thank God he did that. Thanks, Mike.
The silver lining, you're a winner. Jimmy, 1-1. Fresno State showed up, but USC did as well, and Southern Cal. So Jimmy had the two underdogs early on Saturday, Fresno State and Colorado State. So he went 1-1 in those selections. And today, Ohio plays East Carolina, and I know Mike Perenio told us a couple of weeks ago that he liked Ohio, and I didn't realize what the point spread was at the time. This is East Carolina's favored by 2 touchdowns. They're favored by 14. Your thoughts? You always want to take the points. Is that the case today?
Yeah, I'm going to take the points just because I think that conference was pretty good. I think the Northern Illinois conference is pretty good. You know, that whole group of people. I think, you can probably take that conference and you're going to be okay.
The old Mac.
I'll tell you what, though. The Pac-10 looked good. I mean, Washington State deserved to win. USC looked good. It's going to be hard for me to start betting against these Pac-10 teams. I mean, you've got to look at a conference, and one of these conferences might be better than the other one, and the Pac-10 might be that one, the way they look. So, you got to be really careful. But like I said, if you just want to take all the underdogs, you're probably going to be okay going through it. But I'm going to use Ohio, I think. Don't you, Doug? What are you going to do?
Well, that's who I'm rooting for.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know nothing about East Carolina except they're the Pirates, and they got a cool mascot, and they got some purple.
Yeah,
Skip Holtz used to be there.
I don't have anything I'm going to release today, to be honest with you. I've got 3 games I kind of like later on.
Okay.
And one of them I'll give right now is going to be Wisconsin, because they played so poorly the last game, against Penn State. And they're playing South Carolina. And I think people will be all over South Carolina because of that reason. And I think, hey, Wisconsin's not bad.
No, they're not.
I think they went 10-1.
They played one bad game.
Yes, that's right.
And that was Penn State.
Yeah, and since it was the last game, everybody's thinking about that instead of a whole season. So that'll be one of the games I have. But other than that, I got a couple others later, but that's not this week.
Jimmy's back with us on Friday and next Monday, and love having Jimmy in on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Over the weekend, we asked you, which coaching position is more desirable? The Houston Texans in the NFL, or taking the college job with the Texas Longhorns? 69% say the Texas Longhorns, 31% say the Houston Texans. They obviously both have their pluses and minuses. And now, as we go into today and this week, which team will earn the final AFC wild card spot? Now, Jeffrey, I've been kind of watching with one eye on this. Who actually has the best chance to get in?
Miami needs the least amount of help. If they all lose, Baltimore gets in, though.
So the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Chargers, and the Steelers. The Dolphins need a Baltimore loss or a San Diego win. The Ravens need a Miami loss or a San Diego loss and a win. And they play Cincinnati. San Diego plays the Chiefs. Miami plays the Jets. Pittsburgh plays Cleveland. I will say, out of all of these games, obviously San Diego playing the Chiefs, that's going to be tough, but that's in San Diego, right?
And the only trouble is Kansas City Chiefs. The game's in San Diego, because San Diego beat Kansas City at Kansas City. But Doug, Kansas City's got the 5th seed locked up. They don't need to play anybody. Kansas City can bring in the 53-man roster, And that's the problem, is if that game, if Kansas City would get down 14 to 17 points, I think Kansas City will just back off. They're not going to get anybody hurt.
So San Diego has a good shot. Then you look at Baltimore, and they are at Cincinnati. That is going to be a tough, tough game to win. But Cincinnati, aren't they in the same situation? That game doesn't mean anything to them.
There's a seed for them.
Anywhere from 2 if New England loses, or if New England and Indianapolis win and they lose, they would be the 4 and have to play Kansas City again.
Okay, so Cincinnati wins. Cleveland is at Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is rolling. And Cleveland's not going to get to 6, which I can't believe. I couldn't believe yesterday, even though I knew it, when they showed Cleveland's record and they only had 4 wins.
Yeah, they were 4-3, and luckily for me, you can bet money lines as you go. I think, so I can't do it anymore, though. Yeah.
And then the final one is Miami taking on the New York Jets, and that's in Miami. I think the Jets played their Super Bowl this weekend, so I think Miami wins. And if Miami wins, then they're really in pretty good shape, aren't
they? If Miami wins, I think, you know, you're right. If they all lose, I think if they all lose, Baltimore gets in. But if Miami wins, I think they control their destiny over somebody like Baltimore. Isn't that right?
Baltimore beat them, so Baltimore would have the tiebreak. So if Baltimore lost, Miami would have the better record. If San Diego won, it forced a three-way tie between them, and right now Miami would have that based off of conference record.
Yes, exactly.
I'm taking Miami.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Dolphins because I think they're going to win. I think Pittsburgh's going to win. I think the other two teams, it just depends what the Chiefs do. If the Chiefs want to play like Philadelphia, I would think the Chiefs would want to come out and kick San Diego's butt, A, because they don't want them in, and B, because they didn't play very well yesterday. You want to go into the playoffs with a little head of steam, and I think that was good and noted by Philadelphia yesterday.
You know what's interesting about Miami, if they would get in the playoffs, that was the team with the incognito situation and all the turmoil with their locker room, and they did go down to, I think, Tampa Bay that week and did not play very well. You know, that one week, you know, with all that turmoil and all that stuff affected them, and they came out of that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, the team said, hey, they got behind and said, hey, we got to move on from what this one situation. We can't let this, you know, we got to go on. We're professional athletes, and I mean, hey, the locker room situation was maybe a mess, but hey, maybe it was just a couple individuals too, and it wasn't all 53 of us, you know. So,
folks, want to put this out to you on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. What to you was the biggest sports story this year in the state of Nebraska? And even if you've got a Nebraska one, and it doesn't always have to be football, but that's what it's going to be. You know, there's volleyball, the Pinnacle Bank Arena opening and things like that. I'm always more interested in what you thought the biggest story was here in the Tri-Cities, whether it was UNK, whether it was Hastings College. A lot of coaching turnovers at Hastings College, a lot of success for both programs, national championship. For the UNK wrestling team at the beginning of the year. I'm going to tell you what, my mind is kind of jello right now because I haven't went in and looked back at the year and researched it day by day. But when you think of 2013, what's the first thing that pops into your head as what was the biggest story in the area for 2013? We'd love for you to email, tweet us, or Facebook us. And while you're doing that, let's go back in time to a time that was not so sweet for Nebraska football and the 2013 edition of the Doug and Matt 12 Days of Christmas, which was recorded a long time ago.
On the first day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me a Joe Daly INT. On the second day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the third day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me three blowouts, two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the fourth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the fifth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the sixth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the seventh day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the eighth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the ninth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me nine more new coaches, eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division.
Three blowouts.
Two Lincoln losses.
And a Joe Daly INT.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 10 Red Raider touchdowns.
9 more new coaches.
8 streaks of broken.
7 players leaving.
6 crappy losses.
5 measly wins.
4th in the division.
3 blowouts.
2 Lincoln losses.
And a Joe Daly INT. On the 11th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 11 games of torment.
10 Red Raider touchdowns.
9 more new coaches.
8 streaks of broken.
7 players leaving.
6 crappy losses.
5 measly wins.
4th in the division.
3 blowouts.
2 Lincoln losses.
And a Joe Daly INT.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 12 Solich backers,
11 games of torment,
10 Red Raider touchdowns,
9 more new coaches,
8 streaks of broken,
7 players leaving,
6 crappy losses,
but 5 measly wins.
4th in the division,
3 blowouts,
2 Lincoln losses,
and Joe
Daly.
Today I have asked Coach Bill Callahan to step down as the head football coach at Nebraska effective immediately.
Wow. 9 years ago? Oh my God, am I old? There it was, folks. For better or worse. Thanks to Matt Schick for not copywriting that.
I'm just saying, Matt Chick can do that. There's no way I could have helped you on that one. We've got 2 turtle doves about as far as I could have gone.
Doug and Matt show. Oh, that was the start of this whole thing. Does that mean that, like, for our 10th anniversary on this thing, if we survive that long, we're going to have to do something special for our 10th year? No, probably not. Folks, time to escape the ordinary and head to Cunningham's. You're out doing your Christmas shopping, or you're finished, or your family's back. Your kids are home from college, or they're bringing their families back. There's plenty of room at Cunningham's to come down, enjoy the atmosphere, have a great meal. For a lot of folks, maybe you're just back in Kearney once or twice a year, and you haven't got the chance to be into Cunningham's for a while. You don't know what you're missing. Good food, good beverages, all of the sports on. Maybe you want to watch the Ohio game with East Carolina this afternoon or the Monday night football game tonight. Whatever it is, they have got barbecue, they have got burgers, they have got pizza, they have got salads, numerous great sides, appetizers like the Journal Bites, Husker Ribs, things that are appetizers that are meals for some folks. They're there for you. Entertainment, getting you ready for New Year's Eve as well. Don't forget Cunningham's. Put them in your party plans. Whether it's the NFL, whether it's the college football bowl season, whether the NBA or college basketball is your thing, whatever it is, it's on, including the Husker game on their huge 10-foot projection screen on New Year's Day. Cunningham's. 23rd Street, downtown Kearney, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we're back with more after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a slight chance for a few light flurries early today. Otherwise, expect sunshine to develop with highs near 16 degrees. And we'll have increasing clouds tonight with a low near 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 9 above.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are.
Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN
you're
Radio Superstation.
Cactus, you're as charming
it's got some
as
great lyrics in this song
Grinch.
Here. Even if it is the Grinch, it's good,
you're
good stuff.
A bad banana with a
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you're doing some last-minute shopping or you're just exhausted and want to get yourself a gift, how about Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance, Lazy Boy, Lane, Serta, Southern Motion, Chromecraft, Tempur-Pedic. Whether you want to recline, lay down, it doesn't matter. They've got it there for you in comfort at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you. And, of course, they've got free professional delivery. They set it up in your home, your office, your apartment, and free haul away of whatever they're replacing, if you so want them to do that. Easy credit terms, trusted brand names, and expert service after the sale. Been serving you since 1977 as they continue to grow. The entire Bruce Furniture family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks you for your business. And would love to see you before Christmas or in 2014. We asked as we went to the break there a little while ago what your standout moment is for 2013. And Jeff, you obviously came up with probably the number one moment because it ended up being in some circles the number one moment of the year in the United States.
Yeah, and it's a little personal for me. I grew up, I know Andy Hoffman, Team Jack. Jack Hoffman with that nice, I think, 79-yard touchdown run in the spring game. So
you know Jack, and we haven't had him on?
I don't actually know Jack.
I don't know Jack, and people have told me that I don't know Jack.
Andy is actually, you know, my family's lawyer, and so I knew him when Jack was just a baby, so I never actually did meet Jack when I was living up in O'Neill, and they live in Atkinson, obviously, yeah, where the Team Jack Foundation is. So for me, that was quite the thing, and I think for everyone else in Husker Nation, it was too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're looking for a Tri-City story, that might be.
No, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And I'll tell you, not only with Nebraska, I think there's some South Dakota ties too, where Dakota feels very strong about this too.
His mom went to South Dakota State.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you bet.
In fact, they might both have went to South Dakota State.
I think that's what it was, because during the South Dakota State game, they were kind of split, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, Jack was a Burkhead fan, and so he was going for the Huskers. But the parents, they had their Jackrabbits gear.
Sure, and so I mean, but you're right. That was a thing. If it was, it didn't happen in November, December. It happened back in March or April. But probably the moment in Nebraska. Yeah,
yeah, that was cool. Won an ESPY award from ESPN Television, and the most important thing is that it's helping pediatric brain cancer, and it just kind of exploded. I mean, let's face it. We're not even a year into this, and how many times has the Hoffman family or Jack Hoffman been out there, which is got to be tiring for a young kid anyway. So he's done a great job. Their family has done a great job. And I think the university has done a great job as well. So that's one of the things that stuck out. Jimmy, anything that...
It's real easy for me, the post 52 district baseball, on a personal note, and the parents and the players on that team and a lot of the community members with the Roseberry situation, and how important it was that night, and just what all of us lived through, you know, and are still going through right now, and especially during the holidays. It really makes me think back on that moment in July.
Yeah, that brings community and it brings family together, and you know, when you are going through a tough time, nobody wants anything like that. But what happened that week, and Kearney hosting and having it in Kearney obviously made it a great maybe easier, because everybody could be there for that ball game and for the family. So yeah, that was another thing that sports brings people together, and there are so many situations like that. You can talk about, you know, kind of emotional stories like those two. You can talk about, you know, like I said, even if you're covering the Huskers or whoever you're covering, it was pretty cool to be 10 to 15 yards away from Jordan Westerkamp when he caught the Hail Mary against Northwestern. That's pretty cool from a work standpoint. All the people that we get to work with and meet, and not just coaches, or when we go do a national show at media days or go to championship games like we did last December. It's just the fans at any school that we go to, the coaches that we deal with. It's awesome how, I mean, seriously, when we played the Doug and Matt 12 Days of Christmas, I cannot believe that that was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So it just shows you.
Well, you know, both you two do some broadcasting games, and it's amazing with both of you how the relationships you have and you've gained through just what you do through broadcasting high school games, the relationships you have with players, coaches, officials, and even fans. I mean, you guys are building some tremendous relationships just by being able to do that. And that's when I think it's not the $50 you made that game or whatever you get. I don't even know what you get for those games. They're both shaking their head. No, $50. Whoa. Uh-huh. Way overpaid. But it's about the relationships you have in the sports and stuff. And don't you think those are, I mean something that you, there's no price for that. Just, it's tremendous. Every time you go someplace, you guys, people are running up to you.
Yeah, we want to thank as well the folks that come on our show, and I can't even get into all of them, but that we've got a variety of folks that are regular contributors to the show, not just as co-hosts like you are, Jimmy, or Randy, or the variety of folks, Damon Day, that we have on. You know, Monty Kranzenstein comes in quite often when we need a Greg Shea or a Seth Denny or somebody like that. It's always great that they come in and give us a little bit of their time. But to the folks like a Bob Jensen or a Stu Pospisil or Steve Sipple or Sean Callahan or Dirk Chatelain, by the way, pretty cool article in the Omaha World Herald yesterday. I scanned it down today on omaha.com. Kind of talking about, and Stu told us about, that this would be coming. They're kind of putting a series together on Nebraska high school football, and they're talking about, not that it's dying, but it is. It's dwindling. There are not near as many schools playing. There are not near as many 11-man teams that there used to be. This story focused on Lindsay Holy Family, who we always think of as a big, proud, traditional football program, and what they've had to go through this past year, and just kind of a couple of games that they went through. So it's a really neat read. If you didn't catch it in the World Herald yesterday, go to omaha.com and check it out. Troutman's Trivia is coming up. We're going to do it through the break. I think we've got a tough one. I know. We've got
extremely tough. This is
a tough one.
This is one of the I would have a lot of trouble getting this. Of course, you know, with the internet, you might want to get the internet ready, people, if you're going to try to answer this one.
See, now we can only ask like five people, and we're going to have to come up with a second question.
You're going to have two questions here.
So that's coming up next. But first, the folks at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They are winding down the year. And, of course, maybe with the snow coming out here, you just realize that, hey, these tires aren't getting the job done. Maybe you're part of an accident. Maybe you've got some work that you need done on your vehicle. They'll take care of you. Maybe Maybe you just need a brand new 2013, 2014 model year. Maybe you just need something that's been pre-owned but certified pre-owned, as they take care of you with all of their certified pre-owned discounts, the car washes, the oil changes, the maintenance, the mileage work that they do on your vehicles. So stop by and see them today. It's never too late, as they're there through the holidays for you at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can check them out online at the all-new thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Troutman's Trivia and a little more after this.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You're a guy over 30 and not in the best of shape. You know that you put on about 5 pounds every year from not doing anything about it. You want the energy you once had. Even your libido is suffering, and your wife is looking at you sideways. You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro, exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our White Elephant gift exchange. But keep it under $5, yo.
In honor of the important things you do over the holidays, Sprint brings last-minute shoppers this great deal. Right now, switch your number to Sprint and save up to $100 on any phone. That makes the new LG G2 free. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 12/25/13. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, port in, activation, and early termination. Excludes taxes, no cash back. Restrictions apply.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You already know where you're going to be at midnight on New Year's Eve. We know where you should be for dinner. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to join us for dinner on New Year's Eve. We will be offering prime rib and succulent crab legs starting at 5 p.m. until the steam pot is empty. And don't forget to designate a driver. HK Sports Bar and Grill, located at West J Street and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Graham Tire of Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island wishes you a safe and wonderful holiday season. Call Graham Tire today to schedule your free courtesy winter check before you travel the roads this holiday season. Happy holidays from Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Hilltop Mall in Kearney wants to take this time to wish good friends and customers like you a joyous holiday season. Happy shopping and have a wonderful new year.
We'll see a slight chance for a few light flurries early today. Otherwise, it's expect sunshine to develop with highs near 16 degrees. And we'll have increasing clouds tonight with a low near 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 9 above.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Have a great Christmas, folks. We're not done yet. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. And we want to let you know that Kelsey Robinson of Nebraska is one of the four nominees for the Honda Sports Award for volleyball that was announced today. That's presented annually to the top women athletes in 12 NCAA sanctioned sports and signifies the best of the best in collegiate athletics. The winner of the sport award becomes a finalist for the Collegiate Women Athlete of the Year Award and the prestigious 2014 Honda Cup. So there you go, Robinson. earned first-team All-American honors this year, was the Big Ten Player of the Year. The outside hitter transferred to Nebraska from Tennessee. She was the 2011 SEC Player of the Year and a two-time first-team All-SEC member. She's on there with Haley Eckerman of Texas, Krista Van Zandt of Washington, who was named the Coach's Player of the Year, and Carly Wopat from Stanford. I'll tell you what, Wisconsin did something good because they actually gave, I mean, after beating Texas, they gave Penn State a match on Saturday night, but Penn State, your national champions. Plus, Northwest Missouri State wins Division II, and the Lopers get to play them again next year. In fact, is that the season opener? Is Northwest Missouri State the season opener next year? I think it might be.
Is that right?
Yeah, check that out, Jeffrey, at Lopers.com. It'll tell us if that's the season opener for UNK football. Don't forget, folks, that Friday is the deadline to sign up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got great gifts from Russell's Appliance, Troutman Quality Meats, Cunningham's, Big Daddy's Deli, and a whole lot more. I mean, TVs, $200 and $100 gift certificates, and it's free to enter. You can't do any better than that, folks. And the first game up is the Military Bowl on Friday. You got some time, hopefully, before Christmas. Fill it out. Don't want you to forget about it before with all this going on with Christmas time. But we will be back with Doug and Daddy shows Tuesday, Thursday, and, of course, Friday. Jimmy and I back here live in studio. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and fill out the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, and it'll be there for you. So check that out, folks. Dun-da-dun, dun-da-dun. Any final thoughts before Christmas, Jimmy?
No, none at all. None at all.
So, all right. Well, there you go. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on a Monday. Troutman's Trivia, folks. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Let's take a tell you that you got to be within the last 2 months. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible. Got some football for you today. What else would you want? We mix it up from time to time, but today it's football. If you'd like a shot at the $25 gift card, now's your chance. Call us at 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776, and we will get you ready to go. Ready to go with everything that there is on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. So let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brian.
Brian, all right, here you go. We said it was going to be kind of tough today, so if you get it right, we will also applaud. We don't usually applaud, so I'm telling you, a $25 gift card plus applause from me, Jimmy, and Jeff. Here we go. In his rant today, Jim Langan brought it up, and it was also part of our 12 Days of Christmas from 2004. Nebraska got beat by Texas Tech that day. Who was Nebraska at 70-10? Joe Daly started the game, but who was Nebraska's backup quarterback that came in and turned it over? I believe it was five times. Four times? Was it four times in that game? Four or five times in that game. Who was the backup quarterback who in his career was 2 of 9 at Nebraska?
No need to applaud there, Douglas. I don't know.
Well, thanks for the honesty. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Four interceptions and a fumble. Wow. Four bad ones. That's just Doug and Daddy show. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, who was the backup quarterback against Texas Tech in 2004 with the four picks?
Bo Davis.
That is outstanding. Applause, ladies and gentlemen. Applause. Applause. There it is. That is. Who told you the answer?
A friend of mine. The played there.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're the winner. It's a Merry Christmas. Hang on the line, and Jeffrey will get you hooked up with Troutman's Quality Meats. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks.
Well, the folks at the bowls, of course, give out prizes, and I think we talked about this once, but I said if you're going to the TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl, they ought to do all the coaches' taxes for free, shouldn't they?
Yes, that I think they do, in fact.
They get a Fossil watch, which a lot of places get, a dome hat, Mercury luggage Seward trunk luggage set, a football, and a Jostens ring. Now, again, you can only give it, I think it's about $550 or $600 total is what you can give at each one of these. But, again, I'm thinking, what in the world are they going to do with a Jostens ring? What are they going to do with a Jostens ring from the Gator Bowl? Great company, but would you proudly, you know, you'd be walking around with your Gator Bowl ring on?
Why not?
Yep. Be like Ohio State and sell them.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to sell mine. I'm not going to sell mine.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
A Gator Bowl, I'll just, you know, you could. I'm going to wear it, and the stories will change later. That is a national championship game.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, folks, I think we talked about all the basketball. That's about all that's going on. The next activities, the Nebraska men and women will be playing this weekend. The men play Saturday at Cincinnati. The women are at home Sunday afternoon against Oral Roberts. Hastings and UNK basketball teams and all sports teams are off this week. You get into that moratorium just like what they have when it comes to the high school kids. A great Heartland Event Center, Flatwater Fracas this weekend, and congratulations to Grand Island. They are the winner, and Kearney's the runner-up out of the 32 teams that are invited, and Grand Island now gets ready to go to the Clash up in Minnesota, one of the premier wrestling events in the country, especially in the Midwest. And also, this kind of came across late Friday, but Jimmy, I feel bad just because once a Nebraska kid finally goes somewhere and tries to make themselves, Akoya Gao suspended at Louisville. Obviously, he's a true freshman. He hasn't done much. His AAU coach says it's not a criminal offense. So, you know, we saw the Notre Dame kid get in trouble with academics. I'm not positive what happened, but he's been suspended at Louisville. You know, the best basketball player to come out of Nebraska in quite some time. And now he's in trouble, and you hate to see that for the kids.
You know, you're exactly right. You know, when you go anywhere, you want people to have success, and especially, you know, when you get to go to Louisville. Louisville's one of the premier programs in NCAA basketball, like at Duke and North Carolina, and, you know, there's some places, and yeah, that's too bad. But again, like you say, I have no idea what happened, and I don't want to speculate either.
Well, there you go. That's going to wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank you for listening. We will have some best ofs on Tuesday and Thursday. We will be back in studio live and in living color on Friday. Don't forget to sign up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. It's free with great prizes at ESPNSuperstation.com. Holiday basketball tournaments next Monday and Tuesday. We will be at Kearney Catholic here on ESPN and Ravenna on Classic Hits 98.9. I know we've got some going on around the area. Friday, Saturday, they're all over the place in the GNAC bracket. It's coming out today as well. So, Jimmy, have a Merry Christmas, all right?
You too.
Jeffrey, have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Dougie.
Folks, did you just call me Dougie?
Affirmative.
Wow.
Did he call you Dougie?
That's it. I'm going to keep calling you
Mr.
Jeffrey.
Mr. Duda.
No. That's wrong, too. Folks, wherever you're at, have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy the time with your family, your friends, and we will see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.